Right. Where's that dang trailer?
Hi, I'm Samuel, and I'm the creator of There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2, coming to Kickstarter. I'm so excited about this series. It's filled with variant covers, homage covers, and not only that, you get the guidebook, you can get the coloring book, and also the back issue variant covers from issue 1 if you missed that one. But not only that, I'm excited about the activity book. This one is filled with how to draw duty characters, puzzles, mazes, trivia questions, and so much more. But that's not all. I'm introducing Volume 2 of the trading card game. And this one has the element cards, the level 1 cards, the villain cards, the hero cards, and so much more. But then you can also get the stickers. If you missed out on the sticker pack, here's your chance to get as many stickers as you want of some of the most adorable characters from the book. I'm so excited over the years that I've received so many critic reviews, especially the newest one from Mary Dumas from Pop Culture Place, who purchased 5 copies for her store, and she recommends it to every parent that comes along. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you, Mary. So, I hope that you all come back and support There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2. And for all you physical backers that backed us on issue 1, and you're coming back for issue 2, I have a special gift for you. This amazing refrigerator magnet of Super Duty, as he does battle against the diabolical egomaniac overlord nemesis, Poo Poo. And that's my way of just saying thank you to every one of you. So if you haven't done so already, please sign up. And when we go live, make sure you pledge. I appreciate every one of you. Have a great day.
A great day. Oh, where's that dang thing?
Yeah.
What's going on, George?
Today we have the launch of this an alien in my whoa. You want to mute yourself when you're throwing mucus on the screen? We're going up live. We're gonna launch it today, so get ready. Here we go.
Sucker, sucker, dot dot. I got my cootie shots. Let's get it.
Show for independence all around, giving you a platform to spread your word all over town. Cast the Craze is the place to promote to your fans with the dream of Medina and Sam the Crazy Man. Subscribe to our show and never miss an episode. It's time to get your meds, listen to us on the go. Updated every week, we never miss a day. Join the squad, come on in, it's time to cast the Craze. If you are an independent,
cast the Craze!
Making moves on your own,
cast the Craze!
On your grind in the streets,
cast the Craze!
Join the movement.
Catch the craze.
Yeah, George, we did it again. Come on now. I know you want to do it. Catch the craze. Welcome. I'm dying here. Holy Welcome cow. To Catch the Craze. What's up, ASAP in the house? Oh, sorry. I'm under the weather. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the launch of There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2. What's going down, James Brown?
Introduce yourself. This is Cam the Crazy Mayor, and this is George, the Dream Woman. You know, remember how we used to do? You've been gone too long, bro. You've been gone too long. I popped into the intro.
You forgot
how it goes. Anyway, welcome, everyone.
I'm sweating to the oldies.
Sammy's a little under the weather tonight. Pardon my dramatic lighting back here. But yeah, we are here. We are ready to launch. Yeah, this man. Is There's an Alien in My Toilet Part 2. If you haven't done so yet, please sign up to the pre-launch page. You still have some time. It doesn't launch till 8 o'clock. So make sure that you have signed up. Also, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Hit the like button, comment below, and all that other fun stuff. But we have a fun show planned for you today. Sammy, like you hear him, he's feeling a little under the weather, fresh back from Vegas. What happens in Vegas came with him from Vegas. So apparently you're not feeling too well. What's going on, Sammy? Talk to me.
Man, I think Rona got me.
You think?
Yeah, she got me. She snuck up on me. She, woof. Yeah, it was a mission. Yeah, so I've been sick since I started feeling it the day one in my legs when I got to the licensing expo. And then it started working with its way up. So it started in my shins and in my legs, and it felt like I got hit with a bat. And when I was walking, it was, I thought like my, it felt like your bones were going to snap. And then it started working its way up. And then by Thursday, I quarantined myself in my room, jacked up the heat, took a low lot of pills and vitamins. And then I, same thing Friday I did that. And Saturday morning, I took a bunch of suppressants and to prevent the coughing and all that other stuff when I got on the plane, because I needed to get out of there. I said, there's no way I'm staying out here. So I needed to look healthy. You know, I got on that plane, had my mask on and suppressed all the toxins and got home, and I've been in bed trying to promote this bad boy.
Did you get tested? Did you get like a?
I got tested when I went. Yeah, the home test kits are on its way.
Oh, okay.
I ordered them on 2-3 days ago. So they should be here.
Could it just be the flu, bro? Like that's still
it could be the flu, but it's horrible, bro. It's horrible.
Yeah. Have you lost your sense of taste or smell or any of that stuff?
No taste or smell.
Man, twice. Holy crap.
It's crazy. Yeah, because I remember 2019, you know, the beginning of the pandemic is when I had it. And then you know, I haven't been around big crowds, and me like a knucklehead, I decided to take off my mask, and then I got into an elevator, and my nose started itching, and that's when I knew somebody was sick on the elevator because it was crowded, and I was like, oh damn, oh, and I was like, oh, my mask is off. It's like, damn, and it was over. Yeah, so now I'm just sweating here.
Everything went well over there, though, right? There was some love shown to duty, right? You had some love shown to duty. Nothing specific, yeah. Nothing to talk about yet.
But duty was the celebrity of the show. You know, he was definitely the rock star. Yeah. You know, it was good. I had a lot of meetings. It went well. I got jacked up. Someone stole two of my banners. You know,
that's crazy,
bro. He lost my packages. I didn't get my last box until the second day of the event in the afternoon, and that was the giveaways. That was the bags. You know, the all that stuff. Copies of the books. So that was a little frustrating. Yeah, it was tough. It was, yeah, just the experience leading up to it and after was the rough part. Yeah, the actual event was a good event.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Sam just went to Licensing International in Las Vegas, Nevada, here in the States, and you were showing off the properties that you've created. You know, all of your catalog, and there were some people who were very interested. Apparently, Duty was a hit, so much so that they stole some banners. The funny thing is, or not funny, but the odd thing is that they didn't steal any Duty banners; they stole other.
Yeah.
Banners,
I think,
right?
in order for them to take the duty banners, they would have had to move the table.
Oh, they were behind the table?
They were behind the table. So I think they would have had to, it would have been obvious.
That's crazy, bro. Like, how do you, like,
I know.
That's just, what are they going to do with it?
I know. It was, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. But I didn't have the energy or strength to go and, to fight, because I've been fighting with the post office and with FedEx trying to find my boxes, and no one wanted to take accountability for it. I was like, now I gotta have another fight with this, and by the time I find somebody in charge, and then they're probably gonna have me fill out some paperwork and I feel like crap,
right?
And I was like, nah, I feel, you know what, let me just walk away. But yeah, it was good. You know, I was just happy to be home. I got up at 4 a.m. Order 7 a.m. flight, you know, got home, came straight to bed.
Nice.
And my wife was legit. She made me soup. She had a humidifier in the room for me. She had ginger chews and all this stuff in the bedroom, you know, set up for me. She was a saint. But I think I think I got her sick too. So it sucks.
Yeah, bro. Holy cow. The perils of being an indie, man. You got to travel. There were a lot of shows while you were out there too. So big shout out to everybody who was at these other conventions. But you know, you still run the risk of getting sick. You know, something that always used to happen when people used to go to conventions, even before coronavirus. Like people would always come back from conventions, and there were always people who would be sick and stuff like that, just from shaking hands and talking up close and so many people. And so it's normal. All that, and you plow on. That's right.
Yeah, so that's my boy Paul said it. He's like, you know, because I was miserable. And then a lot of stuff. And then not only that, like I bought these sneakers that were like sneakers from hell. It felt like piranha were chewing my feet. Yeah, I never felt the kind of pain that these sneakers were causing. So I had to freaking go to Amazon.com, get a $40 pair of Puma Comfort sneakers to ship it overnight. Because the first 2 days I was in agony. I was like, yo, this is, I said, you know, I'm a good dude. You know, it's like all this nonsense. What's going on here? What is this? And so I left those damn sneakers for the room attendant. I was like, psh. I was like, I wore them twice. Take them. Yeah, it was rough, but you know, I didn't even have an appetite, man. I couldn't even hold down food over there. Damn. I just drank tea and soup.
Man, that's crazy, brother. Yeah, well, here you are. You're back, and we are about to launch There's an Alien in My Toilet in about 19 minutes.
About 19 minutes,
the campaign goes live, and you know, we got a lot. You got a lot of stuff on this campaign. For those who don't know, There's an Alien in My Toilet is Sammy's baby. He created this. When did you create the duty character? This was back in 2000. What?
Six.
Was it
2005 or six?
Okay.
Yeah, look in the book.
And he's been traveling with you since.
This is the original one from back in the day. So let me see what it is. 2005.
Oh, snap.
2005.
Dude, he's been with you. And so now it's evolved, bro. You got a brand new revamped
remastered book.
Issue number one was remastered. It debuted, what was it, like 2 months ago? Is that right? Yeah. It was about 2 months ago. You know, it funded 86 backers. Hopefully all 86 of you come back for this campaign.
Yeah, a couple of people just signed up, so that's pretty cool.
There you go. And so now launch issue number two. Can you tell us a little bit about issue two, Sammy?
Yeah, so previously on issue one, you know, Duty crash lands on Earth. Right. And, you know, he thinks he's the smartest, the most intelligent creature in the universe. And then he realizes real quick, man, from the woodpecker, you know, to the wolves and the bear, he's like, oh, man. And then that turtle, you know, the turtle reappears in this issue. So in this issue, you find out, is he still trapped in the woods? And what happens from there? You know, Duty becomes a samurai. Why does he become a samurai? You'll find out why. And then, you know, he has to, you know, he's dealing with Earth civil creatures from fire ants to squirrels. I mean, there's just a whole lot of stuff. And so this is exciting. I'm excited to share this one with everybody because you'll get to see why every time I've posted Duty in a different outfit, you know, he's like the ultimate cosplayer. You're like, why is he always in these? He's an alien. Well, you'll see why. You'll see the first rendition of his. Of who he envisions himself to become, to survive mentally, you know, in reality, he's not as smart as he thinks. So he needs his imagination to be able to defeat his foes. So this is exciting. Not only that, but I'm introducing a few new things in this campaign. You know, in fact, I'll show where you is for the first time ever. Never produced the activity book, bro. So here's the activity book. Learn, draw, and play with Duty. And this is 24 pages of puzzles.
Nice. Give yourself the screen, Sammy. Give yourself the screen so we can see it in full size.
Oh, the solo.
Barrio.
Boom. So you got puzzles. You have trivia questions and word scramble. You have how to draw the characters, you know. So this is great for the kids. So this is the first activity book of many. This is volume one, and
now is it themed to the what's happening in the story, or is it just
There are questions that are directly geared towards the story, but also there are science-based questions. So it's really to encourage learning, education, exploration, you know, that imagination. I think the greatest tool that we have as human beings is the ability to imagine. And so that's what this does, and I'm hoping that it does, is that it helps, you know, with the creativity. It helps with the problem solving, right? The maze, how to get in and out of a maze, and the word association and the research when you're doing the puzzles. So all those skills that you need in life, as rudimentary as it is and it sounds, when it's fun, you don't realize you're learning. And I think that's what Duty does, and I'm excited about it. So this is the first of many volumes, and I'm announcing it here. Dutiesworld.com is currently under construction. So you'll see, you know, I launched Dutiesworld.com back in 2006. I dismantled it years later. Hey, what's up? That's a small pitch pub. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, what up, Joe D?
I had a dutiesworld.com back in the days. And when I left comics, I took down all my websites, castthecraze.com, crazycomics.com, dutiesworld.com. So right now I'm currently redesigning and going to be relaunching this summer dutiesworld.com, which is a catch-all. It'll have the main place to answer all your questions from the trivia. If you want to validate whether or not you were right, you go to the website. There's going to be some interactions. There's going to be a lot of stuff. So that's to come. So I'm excited about Duty's World. But yes, that's the first volume of the activity book, and I'm excited about this one.
You know what's cool about that is that, you know, you're bringing it back to like the old school, right? Of just writing on paper. You could have done that in a tablet. You know, it could have been a digital format, but I think bringing that back to the old school, where kids are actually grabbing a piece of paper and a pen or pencil or coloring what pencil and doing the thing on, I think it kind of like, you know, just breaks them away from what the norm is now, which is kids just on their phones constantly just doing this. Now they might find it like, what are we doing here, mom and dad? But mom and dad, let them know, hey, listen, this is what we used to do. Check it out. You're probably going to enjoy it. So I think that's a good tool, man. I like it. I like the idea.
I'm excited. Of
a book like this.
Exactly. And then, to your point, one of the key things that works for me is writing things down, because I retain the information. It's, you know, when you're typing on computer, you're going through stuff, so you're going to remember certain things. But there's something organic that happens when I write something down and I put it on paper, like my journals or whatever it is. Yeah. I remember it easier, and I think you know. Subconsciously, I think it's a great way to really train your mind to focus is when you write stuff down. And then also introducing Duty's Adventures. Book, the number one, it's the children's book of Duty growing up on his home world. It's a full color picture book for kids. So we can start them as early as 2 years old with Duty's Adventures. And in this issue, he goes up against the diabolical egomaniac overlord Nemesis Poopoo. And this is available on the campaign too. So I'm introducing two new things with this campaign on top of the book itself. So that's exciting. And just a reminder, everybody who pledged or backed the first campaign, and are coming back to back this campaign, will get this refrigerator magnet. It's a 3x4. It's a really big refrigerated magnet. Physical backers will get this. Digital backers will get a digital copy. And if you backed One to Duck and you didn't back issue one of this in my toilet, but you back One to Duck and you come in, you back this, you get this as well. So there's an incentive for everybody. What's up, Martino into his ass.
Michael, what up, Mike?
Yeah. So I think what we should do is show a preview of what it looks like, right?
Go for it. Let's do it.
Yeah, let me.
10 minutes before launch. We got about 11 minutes before launch.
Yeah, so. 11 minutes. So I'm going to go to the preview. Oh, let me go to add screen. Share screen. Greeting, crazies. Here it is, boom. Oh. No.
Oh, God. What happened?
You pulled start. Did it's you saying, it? Huh?
Did you just launch it?
It says Chrome, check Google Chrome. If you're ready, check, uncheck, recheck.
Oh, Chrome, I want to just share it on the screen.
It says restart Chrome. I got to restart Chrome, but if I do that, I lose. Can I do that? It won't let me share the screen.
That's weird.
What the fuck? I wonder if I leave, will you still be streaming?
Yeah, I think so, because William Pace left me.
Did he?
My man Will. Yeah. His stuff went down, and by the time he was able to get back on, I was still on. So give it a shot. If not, we'll be right back after these.
Yes, I'm not going to hit and broadcast. I'm just going to close it out.
Just close yourself out, and I should be able to stay here.
All right.
Give the people some more info.
All right, I'm gonna try and see. Shit.
Fingers crossed, everybody. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Sammy went to do some cleaning up so he can share the screen with you guys. But here I am. I am going to be here talking to you guys about the Adventures of Wonder Duck. It is almost over, guys. Tomorrow at 8:30, it ends. So if you haven't pledged for it yet, please do so. I am giving cool stuff away. I am very excited because you see these guys right here? I've already, I'm giving away about five of these bad boys already. I'm going for the sixth, which is ready to rock, but I need 150 backers. I don't know if that'll happen, but hopefully it will. I'm at about, I think, 131 at this point. And then if I reach the $5,000 mark, we will be giving away some other stuff, like more indie books. I have about, I think, six other independent books that I have on there. J.D. Rosario's got a book that I am giving away. So check that out. I got Daphne Lage will be giving away a PDF of her book. J.D. Calderon will be giving away. Aníbal Arroyo's book will be on there. Morgan Quaid's got two books that he's given away on Mad Campaign as a stretch goal. So you guys definitely want to go check out the campaign. Ah, Sammy's back. Check out the campaign there. And if you haven't done so yet, please pledge. Like I said, I have till 8:30 mañana. But Sammy's back. You were able to get it back?
Yeah, I had to restart. Yeah, so basically here it is. So again, we got the 48-hour bundle, and in this bundle there's both issues, issue 1 and 2, the activity book, a bookmark, the trading card volume number 2, and the digital copy is for $38. That's going to last for 48 hours. So that's the
Yo, Michael said call Daphne.
This is like, I know. It's the
Michael,
curse.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Curse of the Bambino. And as you see, the special gift. And if we get to 100 backers, then everybody will, all physical backers will get a physical copy of that print there. So there's two incentives. One, a thank you for backing both issues. And the second is if we get to 100 backers, everyone gets a free print. Digital copies for the digital backers. And so here it is. Here are the two covers that are available. I see Red People. That's the variant cover. And and then this cover will be unlocked if we stretch goal. This, so it'll be unlocked for $5 as an add-on if we reach a stretch goal. So let's see. What does he say?
Your Kickstarters are cooler than a polar bear dingle dangle.
Dingle dangles. Oh, shit. And then here we go. He got the preview pages. And this is Duty, you know, taking a nap. And he's being approached by some red vermin. He's taking some Z's. And here it is, the first introduction of him becoming a samurai. You'll find out why. And then the ants become ninja. Oh, snaps. So, So now Duty's getting ready to kick some patootie. So that's going to be so dope. And so then the activity book. So remember, every issue of the series has four pages of activities. So that's available in every book. Plus, there's the full activity book, which is 24 pages of amazing fun. And then you have the trading card volume number 2. Remember, this is leading up to a trading card game that I'm developing. So that's there. So, Jesus Christ. So who's still? I don't know.
Wouldn't it have been funny if they just showed up right here behind me, because I need a banner and I just had one back here?
I know.
I sent some people out there.
Yes. And I do want to say
tomorrow. Watch the show tomorrow. You'll see them.
And I do want to say thank you to the backers who actually provided some feedback, and Mary Dumas from Pop Culture. Place in Lowell, Massachusetts. She bought 5 copies of Duty. She recommends it to all the parents that bring in their children. ASAP, thank you, says go check it out, support this amazing title, it's bloody brilliant. Thank you so much, ASAP. You know, Michael T. Gonzalez, my kids said I had to get the second issue so they could find out what happens next. I appreciate you. Ray Felix, I just got my duty and my son loves it. You know, appreciate you. Tiny Vero Beauty or Vero Beauty. My Bella Bear was so happy. She loved it and can't wait for part two. And it's really endearing comic with excellent artwork and really fun and unique character designs. I recommend it. No Spell Comic. So thank you so much for your feedback. I really appreciate you guys. There's Duty on the Horse. And then this is the preview from issue one. If you didn't get issue one, this is the preview when he first lands and his first encounter with Earth's creatures. And then the add-ons. So you can add on the magnets. You can add on prints. These are two different prints that are available. In fact, I'll show you what they look like framed. There's the kids' books. So Duty's Adventures, Mandy Pandy and the Curfew. So Mandy Pandy and the Curfew, that was illustrated by my boy Hector Rodriguez. He did a fantastic job with this. And that's based on my niece. Scary Airy, based on my...
Big shout out. You know, big shout out to Hector, man. He does a lot of great work. And he's got a very, you know, his style can vary. So as you can see, like, if you, I don't know if you guys can tell, but that's very cartoony and it still looks great. And yeah. And he can do stuff like what he did here. So... You guys definitely, if you guys are interested in anything from Hector, you guys should definitely reach out to him. But yeah, that's a cool cover.
He's a fantastic illustrator. He knows that. Scary Airy, based on my other niece. That's also available. All the kids' books are full color. And this was done by Big Cat Studios. And then The Adventures of Cosmic Gorf, that was done by Masiak Empro. And that's based on my characters. And Duty makes an appearance in that issue. So that's cool. And then, you know, there's the back issues, there's the activity book, the guidebook, you know, the coloring book. Then there's ARG, which is a short story prose that I wrote, that's available. Then you have the sticker pack. You can still get the homage cover from issue one and the variant covers from issue one. Then there's Catch the Crazies, the first three issues collected, that's available that you can get. If you never picked up any of the issues, you can get them here. Then you can get Forbidden, the first three issues collected in color in theirs, or you can get the graphic novel, 160 pages. This one's in black and white. That's available as well for pickup. And then you can get commissioned sketch covers by me, and there's some tees available. These are the new designs for Disney in My Toilet. So that one's available. And then, as always, like last time, you know, so I supported the comic book for kids. And I'm doing it again this time. Last time I was able to send 25 books. I'm hoping to double that this time. And I just want to say thanks to Mark Weiss. He sent me a great feedback. He says, Sam, we received the books today, the comics today. Had a chance to view it myself and loved it. Heck, I even had fun with the quiz. I can't wait to get these out. The kids are going to love these. That in itself was, you know, worth more than gold for me. And then you can get the Duty figure. And then there's the rewards. So... everything is there. And I thought I'd just give everybody a preview of everything. I'm just going to scroll slowly. So you have everything from the digital to the physical, to big bundles, to the covers and all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited. I worked out really hard on this campaign. My goal really is to get it into as many kids' hands as, you know, and I know sometimes adults feel they're too cool for Duty, but give it a shot. You'll laugh. You'll definitely laugh. And yeah, so that's what that looks like. This is the preview.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And we're about a minute away from launch, bro.
I know.
We're about to hit that button real quick. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to launch this thing. I think it should be fine. You checked all your stuff there. What was it the last time? It was the first day bundle, the 48-hour bundle, I should say, that screwed everything up.
I worked on that, so I'm hopefully... Hey, what's up, Fisk, in the house?
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man? He dropped that deuce.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I was even working on it today. You know, I think that the hard part is really... I think, you know, it was just you know, we are our own worst enemies. The major duty figure still in effect. Yes, there it is. You know, we are, you know, you're your worst enemy. You want to make everything perfect, and you're trying to, you know, figure out how to make it as appealing to as many people as possible. Yeah, I'm having fun with it. And
Looks good, man. Looks good. So yeah, so get ready, guys, because yeah, we should be launching. It's 8 o'clock. You ready?
Oh damn! Hold on, I gotta get to another screen. Let me change this one over here.
Do this.
Let me get this over here. Oh, I'm on your thing. Hold on. And by the way, I just want to say thank you everybody who supported The Adventures of Wonder Duck. Killed it. He $175 away from 5,000. I predicted it. I just want to say I'm Mystic Mac. So yeah, so 100, you know, so
yeah, right on.
If you haven't backed Wonder Duck and you're waiting for the last minute, now's the time. Let's get to that $5,000 mark. Let's make it an even number. That'll be so dope. It's only about 24 hours left.
Yeah, it should be like about 24 hours at this point. No, 8:30, I think, is a 24 hour. I don't even know how they do the math over there, but yeah, it's getting close.
Here we go in Mario ways.
Chris is ready.
All right, I'm ready to launch. Let me see.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm ready. Yeah, it's time.
I hit the check mark. Let's see if it works for me.
It should. You should be fine.
Drum roll. Oh, shit. Yes, we are live. Project is live.
Yeah,
all right. Let's reload.
Reload that bad boy. Do it.
Yes, it's live. All right, cool.
All right, here we go. Let the fun begin.
Let the fun begin. Yeah, I know, right?
All right.
So
cool, man. Yeah, looks good, man.
Yeah. So again, really, again, everybody who backed the first campaign and coming back for this campaign, you get a free refrigerator magnet. So that's just my way of saying thank you. If it was a digital backer. Oh, what is it? You're definitely gonna be in your ear. Yeah, I know, right? I know. Yes, and if we break 100, then everybody gets another free gift. And if we're funded in the first 24 hours, then there's gonna be a raffle for 3 original sketch covers. That the 3 hats will be pulled and randomly, and there'll be 3 sketch covers. So raffled off, full color. That I'll illustrate and send at the end of the campaign. So that's exciting.
All right. So what do we got? Do we got anything yet? Any takers yet?
Yes, we got 2 backers right now.
All right. Let's go.
Sorry. Oh, man. The Rona. Right.
Don't forget that after our show also, guys, we're going to be on Indie Comics Relay. Comics Relay will be on there. Right after we end here at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Johnny C, and we're going to be talking to Keith Gleason, who have also two of them. They both have great projects as well. So make sure you check us out there right after this to continue the party and get Sammy funded in the next few hours. So let's see, what are we doing? We got all right. It looks like let me see if I can get in here. Also on my other end, you know, my computer slows down when I'm on the other one. Danny. Yeah, man. Listen, Joe, you guys have been amazing, man. Thank you for the support. You guys have been incredible, man. Everything's been good. All right. I love it when the numbers go up in front of your face. So you just got another backer, bro. I think you're at $321. Let's do this. Let's get it. So what else, Sam? So you have the book for those who maybe just came in a little late and missed that whole beginning about you talking about the activity book. You want to just show that up?
Thank you, brother. The activity book?
Yeah, just let people see the activity book you have. You have a physical copy of it, so you can show it up off and let people see what they would be getting if they pledge to that.
Yes.
And you can also add it on. Like you know what I mean? Like
it's an add-on. Yeah, the activity book, there's the 48-hour bundle, which goes live in at 8:15. So at 8:15, it's available. It'll be available for 48 hours. You have to do it at 50 minutes after you start the campaign.
You have to do it after 15 minutes?
you have to do it 15 minutes out of the campaign. If for some reason, it doesn't, you know, when you do it at the start of the campaign, it makes you reset it. It won't let you do it.
48-hour bundle?
48-hour bundle, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so again, this the activity book. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, brother.
Back at number four, baby.
Yeah, man. So this is the activity book. It's 24 pages of puzzles, trivia, word association, word scramble, critical thinking questions, how to draw duty, you know, art. And so this is I want to make Duty's world as interactive as possible, which is why I wanted to create the activity book, which is why I'm developing the trading card game, because it's more than a comic book. It's an experience. And, you know, I've never really grown up, you know, I've always been a child at heart. And so I think like a child, like, you know, when I'm drawing duty, it's like, what if this, or what if that, and what if this, you know? And so, and I'm that guy that, If the question pops in my head, I just have to do it. You know, so every time duty puts an idea in my head, I was like, oh, let's get it done. Let's do it. So I'm trying to make it as fun as possible for everybody. The kids.
Back there like a desperate drunk girl on a nightclub dance floor. All right.
Yeah, there you go. Right. There you go. Keep That's right. What is it?
Let's go, baby.
What was I saying? So there's the
activity. You're trying to make it interactive.
Make it interactive and fun. There's the activity book. There's the kids book. But I wanted to show the prints what they look like in.
Oh yeah, yeah. Show that.
So now, you know, stretch goals have always been a challenge for my campaigns. I don't know why. So that's why I didn't put the stretch goals up yet. Because I want to get past the first. I don't want to be presumptuous.
Okay, so we're live. Hold on. Before you show up, people who are watching right now, how many of you want to know what these stretch goals are?
Stop acting up.
What are you Raise your up? Hand. I want to know. Listen, you got, baby, 170. Let's go, Sammy. Wow. Let's get funded, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exciting. Oh, what's up, Russ in the house?
What up, Russ?
He raised his hand. Assassin. Hey,
Chris, thank you. We want to know what those stretch goals are. We want to know what we're going towards.
I think you should add them.
I think what it does is it motivates us to say, hey, man, if we can get these things up there, let's get it. And it just motivates us to pledge even more. Big shout out to everybody who's pledged already, man. 5 people. $170. Let's go. You're almost there, bro. You're about, what's this? That would be like 17% of your goal right now. So
yeah, man, that's awesome. Going.
See, Paul wants to know.
That's some really, I have some really cool ones in the pipeline. I did give you an insight onto one of the stretch goals. I didn't put a goal, but this, the if you've seen the Wolverine homage cover with the ninjas and duty fighting, that'll get unlocked as a stretch goal.
How much money do we have to give you to unlock that thing? I want to know how much money I need to give you to unlock that bad boy.
To unlock that bad boy, that's gonna be $3,000.
There you go. It can be done.
I have a different stretch goal for the $2,000 mark.
It can be done. Listen. You have this community of independence, and I'm a testament to that. They've done it for my campaign. The Adventures of One of Those isn't where it is now without the help of all of these indies, and they're ready to help, man. They're ready to help. So, guys, if you guys are watching, and Sam's coughing up a lung over there, make sure you head over. You have the link up on the chat. Just check out the campaign. Pledge to the campaign. Let's get this boy. There you go. Look, 245, 6 backers. Let's go,
That's
baby.
Crazy.
Let's That's crazy. Go, man.
Wow, thank you so much. Shared on Twitter. I saw that. Thank you. I got all my social media going. Thank you so much, ASAP. You rock, bro.
And
I don't know if you caught it, but thank you for your quote and your feedback on the book. I truly appreciate that.
Oh, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah, so we're almost there. So I'm sorry, Sam. So you want to show up, show the thing?
Oh, yeah. So this is what the prints will look like, framed. So one of this is one of them. This is Super Duty.
Yep.
I don't know if you can see the glare. Boom. But look at, I'll put it back here. Bang. That's what it looks like framed. And 100, bro. Meanwhile, George can have a photo pen and paper to draw.
Krista Joyce in the house.
Welcome,
what
Krista.
Up, girl? She found her way in here.
Hey, no, she found a way. So here's another one. This is actually the print that's available. If we get to 100 backers, everybody gets this print. This is almost there. You guys were awesome. And here's another print. So of Duty and Herman. And Herman, you'll learn about Herman.
I'll learn about him.
You're gonna learn about Herman. You're gonna fall in love with Herman. Herman is an authentic Mexican Chihuahua. And he thinks Duty's a talking jalapeno. You're not gonna learn about him in this issue, but you're gonna learn a lot about Herman soon. But that's what they'll look like. And I have a secret backer goal that, like, for instance, if we get to 100 backers, everybody who backed physically is going to get a physical copy of that print. But if we get to a certain another number in backers, then I'm going to raffle off three of those framed prints in frames.
See, Sammy's being too secretive. We need to know what's going on here.
You know what it is?
We need more info.
Let's see if anybody could understand my philosophy. Okay. Okay. You know, I come from humble beginnings. Anyway, so I'm gonna shoot him. And so anyway, the idea is the stretch goals have never been a success thing for me. I've always made the goal, and I was probably fell shy of stretch goals. So I was like, you know what? Maybe it's a bad luck thing. I'm not gonna put the stretch goals up. Until I make the goal, and then I'll put it up. You know, and I think that for me, it's like I'm trying something new, because every campaign I had the stretch goals listed, and it wasn't. And maybe it was the actual stretch goals weren't enticing enough. I don't know what it was. So this time I said, you know what? I believe in, you know, I'm a little, you know, into that superstition stuff. You know, my grandmother with the throwing the salt over your shoulder and all that stuff. So I'm like, this time I'm taking it out. I did allude to, you know, a backer goal and said, broke all of us.
Thank you. Thank you, the child, Japanese flute music. Everybody, listen,
I didn't say I wasn't confident. I just said, you know, the reality is, I don't, you know, it's like, you know what? I really want to focus on the campaign.
See, so this is what I will say about stretch goals. I think that just like add-ons, there's a certain strategy behind the different things that are done for, you know, campaigns. And you worked in retail. You know a lot of this anyway, but it there's something to say about, okay, what can I get if I do this? You know, if you sign up for this card right now, you get 10% off. Right. You know, things like that. So when people know what they're going to get if they do something, I think there's more of a tendency to do it.
Which is why I put, hey, if you back the last one and you back this one, you're going to get the magnet. If we get to 100 backers, you're gonna get a free print. So,
but that's a bad seed. But that's what I'm saying. That's similar to a stretch goal, because is a backer goal.
Yes.
Similar.
So I did those things. So there's there. So at least you're getting a couple of things, right off the bat. You know what I mean? And if we're funded in the first 24 hours, then three people, I'm gonna raffle off three commission sketch covers, full color sketch covers, to three people. So there's three different things, incentives for everybody. Where's my, just Mikey?
You know this struggle. You know, why are you trying to get Mike on your side? Right, because these two start getting together, and then things just fall off the tracks over here.
I know.
Shout out to everybody who's already pledged to the campaign. Please ignore Crystal.
Yes, thank you so much. And you know what? I do have a clip. I do have a clip. Stretch goals. I do have a clip from the licensing expo that I'll share with everybody. It's just a quick 1.5-minute clip that I put together just for tonight. So here it is.
RIP Banners. Chris said that was a nice setup. Yo, you know, big shout out to the cameraman too, man. Big shout out to your boy, what's his name? Paul, right?
That went Paul, you know, he came through. Big I mean, out, and he had a tough start too. I mean, you know, I talked about my sneakers from hell, my packages being lost, my banner getting robbed, and me getting the wrong whatever the hell I got. And then Paul, his flight delayed. He doesn't get there till 3 a.m. I'm up every hour looking at, you know, trying to figure out what the hell happened to Paul, because he was supposed to get to the room by 12 midnight, and then they leave his baggage in Jersey, his luggage. So you know, and he was still a trooper, and you know, and I always have extra. So whenever I travel, I always buy a brand new pack of socks, brand new pack of t-shirts. For some reason, whenever I travel, I just get brand new and I put them on my bag. So I was like, hey, Paul, I got that stuff if you need it. But he had in his book bag, he had enough to get by for the day. And then it showed up that evening, the next day. But he was amazing. I mean, he was working the floor. There were times
when he was handling the camera. That was cool, man.
Yeah. And there was times when we had meetings planned out every day, about 10 meetings a day, but there were people who were walk-ins. And so he would take care of the walk-ins when I was preoccupied. And he really, really studied all the material and, you know, knew everything. And yeah, he was
Pitching? Was he pitching?
He was pitching, bro. He was legit. Yeah? He was critiquing that pitch. He's like, you need to work on this one. I was like, yo, got it. So I was like, got it. You know what it was? I wasn't prepared for ARG. You know what I mean? You know, okay. I was prepared for like the crazies and forbidden and it doesn't even in my toilet. And then when ARG came up, my pitch was a little off. Okay. And he was like, hey, you know, just a word of advice. And I was like, I got it, Paul. Thanks. Good looking.
That one was shaky. That one was a little shaky.
Yeah, it was a little long winded.
Everything else you had down.
Everything else I had, I wasn't, because it wasn't where I had multiple things to promote of it, like I had with everything else. And so I was like, for some reason I wasn't prepared for it. I don't know why. And but yeah, he was nailing it. I mean, he had people laughing. He was really working the crowd. He was having fun. He was like a kid in the candy store. You know, I was lucky to have him with me there. And then Christian Aluaz came by. He hung out.
Christian Aluaz. Yeah. For those who don't know, he's an artist.
Big Boss.
He's got a book called Big Boss, and then he also has a book called what is the book that he has for freelancers? It's a Living. Yes, It's a Living. It's
the review on What's in the Box.
On What's in the Box. Yeah. So big shout out to him. Well, that's nice, man. That's nice.
Yeah. So it was good hanging out with Christian and Paul, and they got along really well too. That was cool, you know. And the hotel. What is it, man? I can't believe that we were something from back in the days of Mass Media and Crazy Comics. How long was that?
That's not just one, Chris. That's two. This is the second one. One when it was in New York, and this one in Vegas. So that's
I'm a big kid. Look what I could do. I can go to licensing too.
Big boy pants.
Yeah, I know.
So, for all of those who just joined us, we are live on the Kickstarter launch for This Nailing in My Toilet issue number 2. So if you haven't gotten your issue yet, make sure you pledge to the campaign. We are going to be live until 9 p.m. here, and then we're moving the party to Indie Comics Relay at 9 o'clock with our boys Johnny C and Keith Gleason. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah, so if you're watching on Twitch or on Facebook, and you backed issue 1, and come back to issue 2 and you get a free refrigerator magnet, you're going to get this 2x3 or 3x4, whatever it is, this big one, refrigerator magnet. If you were a digital backer, then you'll get it as a digital image. Feel free to harass George about anything.
Spinner. Yo, I'm not taking my spinner to anywhere. These things are coming up missing. People are after these things. I'm not taking my spinner anywhere.
I know, right?
I lie. It's coming. You know, it's messed up because the banner that they took was the Crazies banner, right? I mean, yeah.
They stole the Crazies and they stole Scary Airy.
That was nice, bro. Which, the Scary Airy, the one that was on the outside of the booth?
I hope this one will be as excited, George, as you have definitely...
We launched. It's launched. I think everybody was expecting it at 8:30.
Yo,
But it's launched. It's launched, guys. It's live now. It's live now.
It is live now. Yes. Yes, it is live now. We are here. There's the campaign. And again, we have the early bird special, which is it's a 48-hour bundle where you can get both issues plus the activity book plus the trading cards plus the bookmark and you know, and the digital copies.
Real quick to explain to Chris. No, it's not a spinner rack. I literally have like this round spinner. it's for raffles. I carry it we have it on every show. We don't have it on this one because we weren't raffling anything off tonight. But that's definitely on the bad signal. Dude, she came through last time. So that's what that is, Chris. It's not the actual spinner racks. I don't think Sam's spinner rack was. You didn't have a spinner rack there, did you?
No, I didn't have a spinner rack. No.
Okay. No, so he didn't have, that wasn't stolen. It was just the banners. And what else was stolen? Just the banners? Oh, and you didn't have some stuff arrive.
When I got there Monday, so Monday was setup day. When I got there Monday, they couldn't find my boxes.
Oh.
I had everything shipped out there. Oh, and I went to my booth location, which is hard to find on the floor because it was so crazy. And then I found my booth. They didn't have a wall was missing on one side and no electric. So then I had to chase down the contractors and the people. And that, I spent most of the morning doing that. Then I had to chase down my boxes. Went to FedEx, went to post office and back. And finally, by 3 p.m, they found 3 of my boxes.
Ooh.
So then I had 2 hours to set up my booth. And I was by myself. So I had to, it was rough. So luckily I had the chair there and I set everything up. I feel like we're missing the UFO though. looks like I may have run a security detail for Sad George Bruce. if I wasn't feeling as sick as I am, I would have done something, but I'm just too under the weather and I can't put a mask on because I'm already hot right now. As we're talking, I don't want to sweat anymore. Yeah, so then the fourth box they didn't find till Wednesday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday, the third day into the event. And that was the bags, the comics, the giveaway. It had a whole bunch of stuff in it. And so that was a little frustrating. So between me getting sick and me trying to find my boxes, trying to keep a straight face was the most important thing. Should have George do it. But it was interesting. What's up, Dan, in the house? Congratulations.
What up, Dan?
Sir.
All right, Dan. Thanks,
thank
man.
You.
Big shout out to Dan, man. He's got a book too. He's got a book called, you know, Bigfoot Knows Karate. Get ready. That's coming.
I know.
That's coming. Actually, we gotta talk off air, Sammy.
Why?
Dan. We got to talk about Dan behind his back. I got some stuff that
we talked about. The stuff that we were talking about.
No. Now it's awkward. Now people are like, what? Now it's just bad.
No, you're gonna be doing that stuff, man. I'm like, jeez.
Big shout out to you. And you know what? Big shout out to everybody here in the chat right now, man. You guys are killing it right now with the comments, making it live. Mark Torres has some stuff coming out. Make sure you check out his. What were you guys saying?
Mark Torres got some good stuff coming out. We saw some pages for the book. So
legit. From what I understand, Mr. Michael San Martino's got some stuff that's going to be released in the next few. I want to say months. So look out for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Big shout out to everybody, man. I tell you, man, the indie community and Joe D. McPhee. He actually has a Kickstarter right now. So you guys want to check that out for sure as well. So,
yes.
Yeah, my brother. But go ahead. So all these things came up missing. But the show was still good, brother.
It was a good show. I learned a lot. I mean, I can't talk about anything right now, but I learned a lot. And there's a video that will be coming out, a vlogumentary from the event.
Vlogs.
Breaking news here. You twisted my arm.
Hey, I'm sorry, Mike. I don't know if it was a surprise. My fault, brother. My fault. But I'm excited. I get excited for these projects, man. Guys, everybody's got something going on. But no, but yeah. Sam, so you are not just, you're done with that. And now come Father's Day weekend in Dallas, it's Dallas in Texas, you have something else coming up.
Dallas Fan Expo. Yeah, man. So that's
NDAs.
So I'll be going to the Dallas Fan Expo in a couple of weeks, on the 17th through the 19th. And so I'm excited about that. It's very possible. Book 3 of Tech the Gods may release at a very near con. Nice.
All right. Finally, number 3. Let's go.
Yeah. So anybody's in Dallas, come out and meet me at the Artist Alley. I'll be there. So that's pretty dope. I'm excited about that. It's my first appearance there. They bring in like 80,000 people. They got like the cast of what's that thing? The Mandalorian. They got the cast of Clerks and Mallrats. They got the cast of they got every cast of every freaking movie. They got Gina Carano's gonna be there. They got a lot of people, so it's gonna be pretty dope. I'm hoping to meet a couple of celebrities. So
revenge of Cliff's naps.
Cliff's naps. Yeah,
you better not be sleeping in this book.
I know,
you better not be sleeping, bro.
I know.
So that's happening, bro. And then you don't you have a kids Comic Con?
Then I have the Denton Comet art exhibit in August in Denton, Texas. And that's going to be freaking awesome. It's all kids. So I'm excited about that one because that's the art. That's the market. So we'll see. I don't know what to expect with the Fan Expo. Be sure to ask every actor if they like Star Wars. I'm going to bust you in the head.
Yeah.
And that was funny. You know what's funny? I have a list of the most gullible moments of my life.
I guess you could say gullible.
It's like the shit, excuse my language, the stuff that came out and that I did. I was like, and I admitted it. I'm not afraid to admit it. It was just stuff, some funny stuff.
You got some moments. You definitely have some moments.
Yes.
Definitely have some moments.
But yeah, I'm excited for this campaign. And I met a lot of educators. So it's gonna be, we'll see what happens. I'm excited about this campaign. I'm excited about Duty. see where it goes with this.
Yeah, nah, man. I think Duty was a big hit out there, and I think he will continue to be, man. I think it's a fun story. It's something that I think is needed right now, especially for kids, just to have something that they can read. And we said this the last time, I think just something for them to jump on into the comic books world. It's like, I remember that comic book I read when I was a kid was, Isn't Alien My Toilet? And that was hysterical. And that led to, Technicods and, Bigfoot Knows Karate and those kind of books. You see what I'm saying? Because they grow up and they start reading more adult material. I think your books are pretty adult like that, but definitely something more with it, where it's not just exactly like specifically for kids. And I think it's important, bro. It's important. It's why we do what we do. The kids tier is the best. Yeah, man. I love that tier. I love those tiers. Whenever we can give to the comic books for kids, it's freaking awesome. Dwayne, what up, man? Thanks, guys, for wishing me a happy birthday this weekend. I truly appreciate it so much. Can't wait for the second issue of Duty. There you go.
What's up, buddy?
All right.
What's up?
Yeah, man.
I know, man. I'm seeing it pop up. You're a beast. I appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you.
Paul's doing his thing, man. Paul's doing his thing. I love it. And you know what? Big shout out to Paul, man. Paul's, out in England. So he's awake right now. It's what, like freaking 6 a.m. over there, maybe less. 4 a.m. And he's a beast. Guys, check that out. ASAP. Imaginations. His stuff is freaking dope. Let me know how it goes. Are you doing Comic Palooza? Are you doing Comic Palooza? When is Comic Palooza, Dan?
Isn't that in like Houston?
Is it?
Is Comic Palooza like Houston or something like that?
I don't know. I'd have to take a look. There's so many shows out there, bro. Like I feel like Texas has a lot of shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge state. So I'm sure they have tons of just conventions out there.
Yeah, it's in Houston, July. Yeah, no, because no, I didn't because I'm doing June and then August. I'm going to take a break in July because in July I should be preparing everything from the Kickstarter, if all goes well with the Kickstarter, preparing everything to be shipped out
So I didn't want to take on anything because I want to get everything out on time to everybody.
Well, Sam, do you want to share the I was going to say, do you want to just go through the campaign real quick for everybody just who maybe joined us to see some of the things that they can get as far as the rewards themselves? I know you have a bunch of add-ons and stuff like that, but let's check out some of those rewards. What can people get?
So the first one is the 48 hour bundle, which is the one you see on the top of the screen. And that one, basically you get the issue one, issue two, the activity book, volume two trading card set, a bookmark, and the digital versions for $38. That's going to last for 48 hours. It ends on the 2nd at 8 p.m. And just a reminder, if you back both campaigns, issue one and this one, physically, you'll get the refrigerator magnet. And if you back both of them digitally, you'll get a digital PDF. What is this?
Are you coming back to NYCC?
Oh, no, not in the near future. $50,000 add-on. Sam deliver. Yeah, $50,000.
Good Lord.
Yeah, man. What?
Yo, Mike, are you doing terrific on? I'm gonna be out there with the guys. Sam should come out, but I don't think you'll be able to go. That's at the end of July, beginning of August.
Sam is broke. Licensing Expo broke me. So I'll be eating baked beans for a while. But yes, and again, if we get to 100 backers, there's that. So let's go to the rewards. And just a reminder, again, this becomes available, this cover, for $5. On a specific stretch goal, more to come. And let's go down. George shall present duty on the East Coast. There you go.
That's it. Send me some books.
So you got everything as add-on. You got the refrigerated magnets, you get the prints, you got all the children's books. And then you got the activity book. So everything's available. And everything I've done is available. The sticker bundles, the books, the t-shirts. And then just a reminder, last time I sent 25 books to the comic books for kids. I'm hoping to double it this time for this campaign. And this is an add-on as well. And the figures there. So yeah, you have the $5 digital copy of issue two. You got the digital copies of issues one and two. You got the physical copy of issue number two. You got the trading cards as a tier. The variant cover, both covers. Let's see. You can collect all seven covers from issue one and issue two. The retail bundle, they get 10 copies plus a sketch cover. Then there's the Super Collectors Bundle, which is, you get all the covers, the guidebook, bookmark, trading cards, both volume trading cards, a sketch card, a t-shirt, buttons, stickers, coloring book. You get all of it. Then there's the Ultra Collectors Bundle, which is all the books, all the kids' books, everything available. So that's pretty dope. The graphic novels. So that's also available too. And there's the creative people behind it. So George lettered the book. Barbara Sarogi did the colors. And Samuel did the art. And then honorable mention of the team that worked on the children's books. So like Forbidden, Anibal worked on it. So did Eric Ifata and Prime Sandra. Kids artists, Mandy Pandy was done by Hero. Big Cat Studios did Scary Area. And Marcia Campro did Cosmic Gorf. So just shout out to all these creatives out there that worked on it. So those are the tiers. I left it at 10, 10 simple tiers. And just really focused on the add-ons on this one. And I decided, I wanted to make it fun and whimsical, duty with the shopping cart, you'll see with the stretch goals that duty, is, doing some stretches. So that's all the tiers and the stuff. And again, this is fun for all ages. He's an endearing character. He's the pride of Uranus. He is.
Okay.
And, again, there's the trading card volume 2 set. Comic Crusaders in the house. Wepa, look at that.
Wepa. What's up, brother?
Oh, man, where's the trago? I know, right? So this is, again.
That's the campaign. Now, and for those who don't know, Sam, you do all of the artwork on the on the book, and you started to dabble in some coloring, too. So you're going to be doing some of the coloring duties.
Yeah, I do all the coloring now. The rest of the issues, the rest of the issues I will be remastering, recoloring. I had the first two done by Barbara Sarogi, but I'm taking care of the rest going forward.
Was this colored by you?
I colored this, yes. So I'm doing all the coloring work going forward.
That's an homage, right? That's an homage cover?
That's an homage cover. That's the Wolverine with the ninjas cover. So that one, a stretch goal, we unlocked that. That cover will be available for $5. So I thought that was a good incentive. And again, hoping to do as well or better on this campaign and get more books out there. And I hope we have a great retailers bundle. So I'm hoping last time we had a couple of retailers, and I'm hoping that we have some returns this time around.
Yo, so talk about the retailer bundle, Sam. For if we have any retailers who maybe are going to watch this show on a repeat, or maybe even they're live right now, just kind of chilling.
You get 10 5 copies of issue 1, 5 copies of issue 2, plus you'll get a commission sketch cover by me for $75. That's a great steal. I actually lowered the price from the last bundle, from the last campaign. So to make it even more enticing for the retailers, will Alien ever fight the ninjas? Oh, there's ninjas in this book. He's a samurai in this issue. But where is it? I'm looking for the retail bundle. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Oh, there it is. Nope. There it is. Bang. So there it is. Well, gents, gotta go. Thank you, brother. Thanks for your support. Yeah. Let's see. What? I did this last time. Where is it? Let me get.
What are you looking for?
I'm gonna try to get some.
Got some music. Got some of that elevator music. Okay. What is going on?
Turn on the spotlight.
What's happening?
Hello, how are you doing? Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Catch the Crazies.
That's night driving.
Am I gonna crash? Holy cow. That's some sleepy ass music right there.
Is it? Let's see. They got rock.
Oh, make it live.
Oh, sucky.
There we go. Tell us about those bundles.
Yeah. So again, this is volume 2. This is actually the template going forward for the trading card game. So the first volume I created back in 06. So lots have changed since. So now, the game is Duty's World. And so this is the official play set for the game that I'm developing that'll be out next, that I'm working on next year. What is it? Let's see. Romance the Comics. I'm blunted. It just fell out. Thanks.
Spa music.
That's the crazy.
Oh, man. Things is better. Yeah. We got it now.
Yeah. So, really, it's like I'm trying to get, the attention of educators. I'm trying to get the attention of a lot of parents and just people who want to laugh. If you are a fan of Marvin the Martian and Looney Tunes, and the Alf, even Invader Zim, you're gonna love Duty. It's just a fun character. Hey, Spawn Star Trek, coming soon. There you go.
This is dope, man. This is dope. I like all of the different options, man.
You have a lot of different things, including the kids' books.
Yeah, I did that as well because, you know.
Do you have copies of, this, of the kids' books, Sam? Or they
yeah, all I do. I have more here.
Let's check them out in the live and in
chat. Dear Homer of Real.
Just give yourself the screen so we can check them out in full size.
Perite uno momento.
While we rock out to this music.
All right. So, this is Mandy Pandy and the Curfew again. It's based on my niece, and the art was done by Hector Rodriguez.
Look at that, man. That's badass, bro.
You know, look at this.
Damn, Hack. Yes. Killed it. Look at that teddy bear, bro. I love yes. that. I love it.
Then there's Scary Eri, based on my other niece. And again, all are full color. This is done by Big Cat Studios. And there's The Adventures of Cosmic Dwarf, and Duty has a cameo in this book. And this is done by Masiak Empro.
And they're all done in that smaller size, right?
Yes, 5x7. You know,
pocket size.
Yeah, and easy to carry. Put it in your book bag.
Yeah.
And then you have Duty's Adventures. I did the work.
Yeah, Paul's saying the art is awesome, dude. It is. It really is.
Yes. So there's Duty's Adventures. This is Duty, young Duty, growing up on his home world of Uranus, and you know, when he goes up against diabolical egomaniac overlord nemesis Poopoo, which is this character right here. So I did all the work on this. And then you have Arg, which is the short story prose that I did. That's the main character, but it's text with some pictures. But
who did the artwork? You did the artwork on that one, Sam?
Yes.
On Arg?
Yeah. And let's see, go back to this. Is it Alien Turge would be a collectible? Thank you, Ben.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry. Let's see, Dance Pop. But yeah, so the kids' books, and again, you know, the goal is really to try to get to as many families as possible, because you have the activity books that you could do together with the family. You have the children's books, you have the comic book. There's just so much to share about Duty, and you know, let's see. All right, we're up to 8 backers.
There you go.
All right, we are 25% there.
All right. It's coming along.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the whole deal. Royals Compoyos, what's up?
Yo, what up, Anibal? I like your boy. Damn.
Sorry, I'm dying here. yeah, it's hard for you. Feeling under the weather, but what is it? Make it rain. yeah, so you know, again, this issue, Duty encounters some red fire ants, and you know, and he got them cooties. so he counts the fire ants, and you know, he becomes a samurai, and you find out why. And this is going to be one of many times he takes on a different persona, and in every story going forward, he takes on a new persona, and you'll understand why and what triggered it. So that's exciting. That's fun.
In this particular book, Sam, how many, I guess, cosplays, or how many, you know, characters does he turn into? Do you have a number
in this issue?
In this issue, yeah,
only one.
Okay. Right.
So in this issue, one. And you'll see as he goes on the series, there's a new persona,
which is pretty dope. How did you get duty jacked? What do you mean jacked? Oh, yeah, because wait, he got muscles. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, where did, he's got. Who said that?
That was Zandy Bob.
Dude, how did you get him jacked? Yeah, that video you have on the campaign, Sam. What's that video?
Ah, let me play it. Just to remind everybody what you're pledging for, here is the video for There's an Alien in My Toilet promo. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Samuel, and I'm the creator of There's an Alien in My Toilet, issue number 2, coming to Kickstarter. I'm so excited about this series. It's filled with variant covers, homage covers, and not only that, you get the guidebook, you can get the coloring book, and also the back issue variant covers from issue 1 if you missed that one. But not only that, I'm excited about the activity book. This one is filled with how to draw duty characters, puzzles, mazes, trivia questions, and so much more. But that's not all. I'm introducing volume 2 of the trading card game. And this one has the element cards, the level 1 cards, the villain cards, the hero cards, and so much more. But then you can also get the stickers. If you missed out on the sticker pack, here's your chance to get as many stickers as you want of some of the most adorable characters from the book. I'm so excited over the years that I've received so many critic reviews, especially the newest one from Mary Dumas from Pop Culture Place, who purchased 5 copies for her store and she recommends it to every parent that comes along. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you, Mary. So, I hope that you all come back and support There's an Alien in My Toilet issue number 2. And for all you physical backers that backed us on issue 1 and you're coming back for issue 2, I have a special gift for you. This amazing refrigerator magnet of Super Duty as he does battle against the diabolical egomaniac overlord nemesis Poopoo. And that's my way of just saying thank you to every one of you. So if you haven't done so already, please sign up. And when we go live, make sure you pledge. I appreciate every one of you. Have a great day.
Yeah, it's the promo.
Oh, whoa, damn. Jeez. What the hell? You scared the crap out of me, dog.
There's the promo. All right. Go get it. Go get that book. There's the promo.
Oh, snap. Oh, man. Yeah, that's awesome. I like that music, bro.
Yeah.
It's very relaxing.
I'm like dying here.
Oh, dying. Bro, listen, you got to make another appearance in about 12 minutes. Don't forget, guys.
I know. We're going to be on Indie Comics Relay.
Yes, Indie Comics Relay. We're going to be there from 9 till, I believe it's an hour show. So we're going to be on there. We're going to be talking about our campaigns. Sammy's got There's an Alien in My Toilet. I got The Adventures of Wonder Duck. I'm down to the wire on that one. Sam's just starting. His campaign is just beginning. Mine is coming to an end. So make sure you check us out there. Sam got possessed by the Kickstarter monster. Later, man. Thanks so much, bro. I'll make a big shout out to him, man.
Mrs. Wallowitz.
There it is. Just go bless in the campaign, all right?
It's so crazy right now.
I know, bro.
Oh, shit. Damn, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm sweating to the oldies.
Sweating to the oldies, yeah. Brother. Yeah. Nah, man. The campaign looks good. The campaign looks good. We're in good shape. You know, like Sam, you said, if you get funded in 24 hours, what happens? What's a 24 hour?
I guess funded in 24 hours, 3 people, will, 3 names will be pulled. I'll do a live raffle on Cast the Craze, and 3 people will win commissioned sketch covers. So I'll be raffling off those 3. So we got 24 hours to make goal to be able to do that. And again, we had 86 backers last time. So if we get to 100, then everybody will get, and I'll just pull it up. Actually, I got it right here.
Show us the goods.
So if we get to 100 backers, all physical backers will get this print without the frame, but they'll get this print. So everybody will get a free print. If digital backers will get a digital copy of it.
But if you backed issue one and you're backing issue two, you're going to get this refrigerated magnet again as a thank you just for backing both campaigns. If you didn't back issue one, but you back issue two today, in the next 30 days, and you backed Wonder Duck, you'll get this. So you have two ways of getting this. Back both campaigns, missed the first one, and back the second one, and you backed Wonder Duck, you'll get this.
That's a big boy right there, bro. That's a nice size. Wait, do you have your trading cards? When did we get the free? Wow. Russ.
Russ. This is a kid show.
It's a kid show. What size are the what you call it? Is it, you said it's the size of a trading card?
This is the size of a trading card. I think this is in fact, I got the, where's the ruler? I have it right here. I have the ruler right here, ladies and germs. It's 3x4. So 3 inches by 4 inch.
That's a big boy.
This is a nice big magnet that you get for free for backing issue one and two. If you didn't back issue one, but you back Walk the Duck and you back this campaign, you'll get this as well. So George will let me know if you backed his, and we'll make sure we'll confirm it. And so there's an incentive for everybody. So return backers, new backers, there's also a potential free raffles if we make goal in 24 hours. awesome. And the stretch goals won't be released until we make goal. So, damn it, Sam. You know, just saying.
Oh man!
Did we get the links? He sent us the links. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. He sent us that link a while ago.
Yeah, we're gonna be on Indie Comics Relay right after this. But yes, please, if you back this campaign, please, if you can, post that you did. And if you know friends who have kids, please recommend this campaign. Again, we're having for the first time ever, I never published before, a full activity book. So there's a full activity book as well. This is also available on the Early Birds bundle, which is for 48 hours. So full activity book, 24 pages of activities for the whole family to enjoy. It's also the children's book and the comic book. So there's a lot to offer here. Please recommend it to friends and family, especially kids. And, you know, I appreciate your support with this. I'd love to make this one bigger than the last one. I can't do it without your help. And I do appreciate everybody who did come by and support it. And I'm sorry for being under the weather. you know, Vegas got me. I'm never going back to that place.
Vegas got you, baby. What were you doing out there, man? Yeah, you were partying too hard. That's what it was. You were partying.
No, it was like, watch. I couldn't even drink. I got me. Yo, all right. Don't laugh. I got a skinny girl margarita. And
skinny girl margarita. Okay.
Let's go. Yes, from your mouth, buddy.
Let's go, Russ.
Dude, he doesn't at a party. I got a skinny girl margarita. I didn't even drink it. Yeah, because I was trying to avoid the sugar intake. And I was like, yo, give me something with low sugar. He's like, I'll give you. And I said, but I didn't even have an appetite because I got so sick out there. You know,
that's crazy,
but,
bro.
Yeah. Vegas is not for me. Vegas is like, get out. I was like, okay.
I'm out. I'm going to steal your banners. I'm going to get you sick. I'm going to lose your packages. I'm going to mess up your feet. Your boy's not going to get his luggage. What you going to do?
Yes. And not only that, the air quality in the room.
Oh.
Yo, you wake up choking, your throat dry, and your eyes like lock shut. Being pole like this. Ah.
Was it a smoking room? Like,
no, it was just, I don't know if they don't clean the vents or what, but it was just like, what the heck is going on with these damn air conditioning systems? But we had a great view overlooking the Mayan pool.
That Mayan pool, bro.
It was all right. Paul loved the food. I didn't.
Jesus, man.
They can't even make a good soup, man. I went to go get chicken noodle soup. It was noodles with grease. What is this?
What were the ingredients? Noodles and grease.
There was no chicken. I was like, what the hell? I mean, it's the kind of grease that you got to get a spoon to take it off to get to whatever broth is in there. I was
like, oh my God.
the stories. But yeah, so thank you. You know, we're at 25%. Thank you everybody who backed us tonight. Remember, first 24 hours, if we make gold, then there's an incentive for I will be holding a raffle tomorrow night if we make it. So tomorrow night I'll be holding a raffle for 3 sketch covers.
Tomorrow, and don't forget, tomorrow is the end, the last day of the campaign. It actually ends at 8:30. So from 8 to 8:30, we're going to be doing, Wonder Duck stuff. And then after that, we're going to have the raffle for Sammy. Get you guys on there. And we're, you know, so we're going to be giving stuff away. What has to happen for that raffle to happen again?
We have to make gold.
We have to make gold, guys.
In the first 24 hours.
Between now and tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if this goal is met, at $1,000, which is very doable, then we will have a raffle tomorrow. We'll be getting some free stuff.
Word.
So make sure you check that out. I have an announcement that I'll be making on the show that's coming up next. And this was cool. This was very cool.
Yeah. So nice see you on Indie Comics Relay. With that said, I am Sam Creech, man.
The Gima Medina.
All right. Thank you guys for supporting. What is this? Yay. Waffles?
Waffles.
Waffles. Blueberries. All the best. Thank you, brother. And we are out.
Crazy.
No, I was talking about my friend Aquise. I met him.
Say my name.
Right.
This is what you were thinking.
Oh, you are listening to
Catch
the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze. You're listening to Catch the Craze. You are listening to Catch the Craze. On Catch the Craze.
You're listening to Catch the Craze.
Candy girl.